104.7, Andy and Mal. It's 7:02. We're going to top out at 19 today. It's going to keep snowing this morning until somewhere around noon. And there is a snow alert. Zone 3, Sioux Falls. Don't park on the street or you'll get plowed in or you might get ticketed and towed. They'll start plowing Zone 3 here this morning at 8 a.m. Then they'll do Zone 2, East-West Street, starting at 8 p.m. tonight. North-South Streets in Zone 2 at 8 a.m. tomorrow. And then plowing in Zone 1 will start at 1 a.m. tonight / tomorrow. So if you park on the street, don't do it for the next 24 hours.
Okay. What if you don't have a place to park? What if you normally park on the street? Where are you going to go?
Not on the street?
Just saying. Some people probably have to park on the street.
There has to be somewhere else you could place your vehicle for 24 hours. I know there's some, some houses in town that don't have driveways.
Yeah.
I mean, most houses at least have a driveway. If they don't have a garage, they've got a driveway, you know, mm-hmm. or in the alley behind their house.
Maybe.
Something like that.
Just curious.
I don't know.
For those who actually park on the street normally.
Ask a neighbor if you can borrow their driveway.
You'd have to, I suppose.
That's about the best solution I can come up with on short notice.
Until they plow, then you're good.
Or you could just sit in your car and wait for the plow to come and then drive around the block when it comes and then park after they go by.
Yeah, that doesn't sound like a waste of time at all.
Well, do you want to get plowed in?
No.
Okay.
I was just wondering.
I'm just giving you options. That's all. Don't be dumb driving this morning. I don't know if they've plowed 229 yet. They had not when I was coming to work at about 5:10 this morning.
Yeah, it's really hard to say if they have or not.
It was looking like it had all the ingredients of demolition derby this morning.
Yeah.
The way people drive on 229 on just a normal, dry, sunny day.
Right.
There can be accidents on 229. Because apparently everybody thinks it's a racetrack. Especially around 26th Street and Cliff where it starts to curve and stuff.
Oh, yeah.
You know, mm-hmm. It's like, ooh, yeah, now we're going.
That would be bad this morning without plowing being done.
Mm-hmm. You know what you don't see a lot of when the weather's like this?
What?
Really small cars with really big mufflers going really fast.
No, you don't see a lot of that.
No. You see it a lot in the summer.
Yeah.
But you don't see it during snowstorms.
They put them away.
I guess so. They don't want to dent their muffler.
Yes, that's it. I'm sure.
Isn't that the most annoying car trend?
Yes.
The coffee can muffler. I would rather a guy have a big boom, 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 boom car stereo.
Yeah.
Than to have the coffee can muffler.
It is annoying. I don't get it. Is it like a man thing?
It's more of a boy thing.
Oh.
Like young man boy thing. Usually you don't see a guy in their 40s with a coffee can muffler.
I haven't seen one ever, so.
And they make really cool noises like.
Don't ever do that again.
Well, that's what they sound like.
It was like fingernails on a chalkboard. Oh my gosh, that's terrible.
Was it that bad?
Yeah.
Okay. Now you know how I feel when you make your cougar noise.
What the? That noise?
Stop it.
You made an annoying
that
noise.
It nauseates
twice.
Me every time. It's one thing to get the willies like nails on a chalkboard. It's another when there might be vomit.
Oh, vomit?
Yeah.
The purr noise makes you want to vomit.
That's not a purr noise.
It is too.
I don't know what it is. But it makes my stomach churn a little bit every time you do it.
Okay.
Anyway.
That's so weird. It's a weird reaction.
I don't know why. It just does. So, yeah, it's snowing. Don't be dumb this morning. And I've got a story here coming up about how if girls are looking to go to, college, they start to, speak differently.
Okay.
As in better.
Oh.
I've got that coming up, plus some news, and we have got the Mash for Cash coming up in about 13, 14 minutes. Hang on.
Morning, sunshine. Good morning.
Maybe I wanted to know when I'm going to ovulate today.
Andy and Mel, Hot 104.7.
Hot 104.7, Andy and Mel. It's 7:21, up to 19 today. Hey, you know what? It's snowing out there, and there is a snow alert for the city of Sioux Falls. If you get your cars off the street, Zone 3 is going to start plowing in about 40 minutes, so...
If you don't know what zone you are in, where could you find that information at?
SiouxFalls.org.
Thank you.
You're welcome. I think most people who...
You never know, though. We didn't have snow last year.
Yeah.
So if you just moved here last year...
Okay.
You might not know what zone you're in.
Okay. SiouxFalls.org has all that info.
Thank you.
I found a Packer joke I wanted to share.
Oh, yay.
Why does Lambeau Field have hybrid turf?
I don't know. Why?
To keep fans from grazing during the game.
Snail.
Yeah. I just saw that one on Facebook. I had to share.
That's awesome.
Yeah. I hope the boss wasn't listening to that one.
Yeah, he's a Packers fan,
little
isn't
bit.
He?
Yeah. As students start getting close to the end of high school, you know, you're supposed to start thinking about what you're going to do with yourself the rest of your life.
Usually, yeah.
Found a story on usnews.com about how girls, like, change, like, how they, like, talk and stuff.
Like they do?
Like they do, if they want to go to college.
Oh.
At least go to a college away from home.
Like, how do they change how they talk and stuff?
Well, I'm exaggerating pretty bad. in this study, they studied the language trends of 16 to 19-year-old females in Philadelphia.
Okay.
Which is a pretty thick accent.
Yeah.
And they studied how they talked, and as they got closer to their senior year... They started, instead of ending words with like I'm going running.
Yeah.
They would say running.
Oh, they would add the G?
They would actually say the ing.
Okay.
And they also stopped saying sentences as if they were a question.
Like, I don't know what you mean. Like that?
That was, no, like.
That was kind of.
I'm going to go see Django this weekend.
Oh, gotcha.
And maybe it'll be good.
Is it Django or Django?
I have no idea how to say that.
We've been discussing this morning.
What's the other movie out this weekend, Mel?
Les Miserables. I don't know how to say that either.
Les Miserables.
Can you just say it, talk about when we talk about the movies? I'll say one of them.
I always like to call it Les Miserables.
How about I'll say Parental Guidance. That one is
okay.
Out this.
You think you can handle that one?
I got that one.
I don't
control.
Know. I don't know if you can handle that one.
I just did it. Parental Guidance.
Okay.
See, I can't even say it. I give up on today. I'm so glad that we have the weekend wake up with DJ Core, so we don't have a whole lot of talk in the 9 o'clock hour.
Yeah. Because your mouth can't handle it.
I hope I don't have to do a whole lot of commercials today either.
Well, at least you get redos there. It's not like you have to do them live.
That's true.
Okay, so the internet quote of the day, Mel, is...
If at any time in 2012 I have annoyed you, pissed you off, or said the wrong thing... Suck it up, buttercup, because 2013 ain't going to be any different.
Said was the word you were looking for.
Yeah,
there.
I know.
Said.
I told you I can't talk today or most of the time.
Okay, so we have our final Quality Lenders Mash for Cash.
Yes.
It's
really easy.
In case you hadn't figured out how this works, we had a set amount of money to give away, and then it would add up. Well, we had a winner yesterday, so that means we have one day's worth of money left to give away.
Yeah. Just one.
So
$45.
So $45. Today is the day to win it. Here is the Mash for Cash. It's going to be so hard.
No diggity. I got the bag. But you did enough to cut me off.
Down like diamond.
Wiggle, 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 wiggle. Yeah, wiggle.
I'm bringing sexy back.
Yeah.
Ooh. Let's see him hot and shut it down.
No diggity.
I'm bringing sexy back.
Yeah.
Ooh.
Let's see him how to shut it down.
There it is. wasn't exactly mashed.
I didn't mash it.
No.
I just put them next to each other.
We needed to make sure we got a winner today.
Yes.
So, if you... Oh, let's give it one more time.
Okay.
I'm bringing sexy back.
Three, 6-1-5-5-7 is the number. If you can name all seven of those songs, title and artist, you'll win $45 from Quality Lenders. Good luck.
This is the Hot Morning Show on Hot 104.7.
Hi,
this is
Hollywood Dirt.
Hot 104.7.
Did Miley Cyrus and Liam Hemsworth secretly get married and then slyly tell the internet about it by showing off their new rings in a recent series of Christmas photos that Cyrus posted on the internet? Well, probably not. The couple created quite the flurry of speculation when Cyrus shared some snaps of she and her fiance Hemsworth on December 25th with what may be, but probably aren't, wedding bands on the ring fingers of their left hands. Rubs for Hemsworth and Cyrus have not yet responded to requests for comment. And Shakira is a mommy. Congratulations. Her and Columbia Heartthrob gave birth to a baby boy. So there we go.
What was that sentence again?
I don't know.
Her and Colombian heartthrob?
Yeah. Gave birth to a baby boy.
Her and Colombian heartthrob.
A Colombian heartthrob
whose yes. name we don't need to know.
It's Gerard Peak.
Okay.
Pick. That's it. That's all I got. I give up.
Good. Okay. The Quality Lender Smash for Cash made it real easy today. So if you had a pen and paper, it shouldn't have been too hard. Maggie's on the phone. How are you, Maggie?
Good. How are you?
Pretty good. Do you have all seven songs, title and artist?
I think so.
Okay. What are they?
No Diggity by Blackstreet, Somebody That I Used to Know, Gautier, Domino by Jesse J, Sexy and I Know It, LMFAO, Sexy Back by Justin Timberlake, Moves Like Jagger, Maroon 5, and Sound the Alarm, Nicki Minaj.
You got all seven.
That is correct.
Yay.
Nice job.
We have got $45 for you from Quality Lenders, all right?
Sounds good.
Congratulations. We also need to crack the vault. Only two digits this week because that was intentional. We weren't here on Christmas Day, so...
For once, we didn't forget.
Yeah, we didn't forget. It's just how it had to be. Mm-hmm. What are the two digits to crack the vault? 361-5557. You win a $50 party tab to the vault. It is 7:38 now. How about a 4.7 with Fallout Boy? How about a 4.7, Andy and Mel? It is 7:42. We're going to top out at 19 today. It's snowing. We got a call about southbound 229 in Minnesota. There's a truck jackknifed.
Not good.
No. So
traffic is backing up in that area. I would go a different way.
I really hate it when I'm wrong or when I'm right, at least in this case. But I had a feeling it was going to be a demolition derby out there on 229 this morning, and
yeah.
It is. Trucks jackknifed around 229 in Minnesota. Traffic is backing up big time.
Right during rush hour.
Yep. So if you were planning on coming down 229, probably not a great idea.
Might want to get off at an exit a little
mm-hmm.
early or so, plan on waiting.
Yeah, it's going to be a while. We just had that called in. Jeff Fee won the vault. Crack the vault gets a $50 party tab to the vault. So we got all that stuff taken care of. Be careful this morning, for Pete's sake.
Mm-hmm.
It's snowy. It's still snowing. We still can't see out our window, but I'm guessing it's still snowing. It's been snowing since yesterday morning about this time.
It looks like glitter. It's
glitter.
Really pretty. It looks like glitter.
Oh, okay.
You never thought of it that way?
No, I thought of it as snow.
Oh, but the way that it's so sparkly, it looks like glitter.
Okay.
Yeah.
Sure.
Why can't it look like glitter?
I don't know. I always thought it looked like snow, but...
It looks like glitter.
You something you said, I got into an argument with somebody over one time, a really stupid argument, too. When we got the call a little bit ago about... You asked which side of... Because what were you posting on Facebook or
yeah.
something? Was it, which side of 229 was it? I said it was southbound 229.
And I was like, wait, isn't that...
At Minnesota.
East and west?
Well, it's actually
technically,
southwest.
Technically, though, Minnesota...
Is a north-south street.
Minnesota
yes.
is, but not the interstate part of it.
No, I know, but... most of 229 is north-south. And it's still moving north and south after you take the curve at Cliff Avenue.
So it's still veering south. It would still south. Be north and southbound, even though partially part of the way is east and west?
Well, it's still going, it's still angling south, north and south. But it's, yeah, it's going mostly east and west okay. from Cliff to 29. But
all right. I just think it's still confusing.
Southbound, northbound.
I think that part is confusing.
If you get on 229 at I-29 and follow it all the way to the end, are you north or south of where you were?
I don't know. Just confused the heck out of me. Hold on, if I get on where?
If you get on, let's say you're coming from your house.
Okay.
We have to, we can't put this in technical directions. If you're coming from your house.
Yes.
And
I would be going
you
north.
You got on 229.
Yes.
From I-29.
I would be going east.
And then you followed it all the way until the end of 229.
Then eventually I'd be going north again.
Yes.
But I would be going east part of the way.
You'd be going northeast.
East.
It's not perfectly squared off.
From the inner, when you curve on here, from there, when you take the
this
exit.
This is the dumb argument I See? Got into with somebody but like this, 10 years ago when I worked out in Rapid.
Like from 29 to like Cliff, it's east and west. It's straight. It's straight. It doesn't curve.
It's not straight east and west. It's angled. Haven't you ever seen a map of Sioux Falls? Haven't you ever seen a map of Sioux Falls?
Yeah, but there's part of the interstate in that and 229 that is east and west.
It's northeast by southwest. It's angling.
No, there's part of it that's straight east and west.
No, none of it is.
It is too. Oh my okay. gosh. I don't care. I don't want to have this argument.
I'll get a Google map up for you.
Dude, I don't
so that
want
you can see.
To have this argument. You're
I
right.
I had the same stupid
Andy,
argument,
you're,
though.
You're right.
Now you're patronizing me. No, I had the same stupid argument with a listener when I worked out in Rapid. Because there was a wildfire that was burning west of the interstate. Well, along the Black Hills, it runs mostly north-south. Not straight north-south, but it curves around the northern hills. So it's west of it. This guy calls in and is like, how could it be west of the interstate if it's westbound and eastbound I-90? I'm like, oh, you toolbox. Yeah, okay, I guess. But it's going mostly north and south there. And yeah, it's still west of the interstate.
Okay.
Yeah. This is a great segment.
I'm so excited.
Probably the
about
best
it.
Segment of the year.
Yeah, we should I'm replay it.
I'm glad we're saving the best for last.
I know. We should take this recording of this break and play it for people over and over to the end of time.
By the way, 5180 says none of 229 goes east and west completely.
It does. There's parts.
And another texter said, it does look like glitter, Mel.
See? It looks like glitter. It's so pretty.
We've got tickets to the comedy night at the Vault with Fat Daddies at on New Year's Eve to give away here. Coming up in about 10 minutes. Hang on. Hot 104.7, Andy and Mel. It is 7:57. We got the Weekend Wake Up with DJ Core coming up at 9 o'clock. There is an accident on I-229 southbound at Minnesota. There's a semi-truck jackknifed. We got a call from a listener a little while ago about that. And so it not 100% confirmed, but we don't usually get lies when someone calls in with something. So we usually trust them for the most part.
Yes.
There is one of the funniest things ever trending on Twitter right now.
Can we
I'm not
it?
Comfortable with it, no. I would love to, but I'm afraid we would get in trouble.
I think we would. I have been giggling like a teenager over here.
Yeah.
Because it's funny.
The.
How about.
If you just go look for what's trending on Twitter, there is one that's
like
really.
Four down.
Replace song titles with.
Beep.
Something. And it's not a dirty word, but
No, it's not dirty.
I have a feeling we would get a couple complaints.
Probably.
From people with kids in the car.
Yeah.
And our boss would not be real happy with us. But it's replaced song titles with this. And it has to do with lady parts. And
it's awesome.
If the one I came up with, I think, is funnier than all of these.
I don't know.
Metallica, oh, Enter Sandman.
Yeah, you should tweet that.
I don't want to tweet it either.
Oh, dang it. I really want to partake in this just because it's funny.
I know. I think I need to get a separate Twitter account that's not tied to the radio station whatsoever.
Good idea.
So I can't.
So you can tweet naughty stuff?
So I can still have fun. Not that I can't have fun on Twitter, but yeah, it's.
I know, because I really want to have fun with this particular.
Now, you there in your car thinking about getting on your Twitter app on your smartphone and finding out what we're talking about. Don't do it until you get stopped.
Wait till you get home.
Yes.
It'll still be twittering.
Wait till you get where you're going.
Or tweeting or trending or whatever.
I'm sure it will be because it's quite funny and it's been going on for a while.
I did get confirmation from Argus Leader 911 about the semi in ditch on 229 in Minnesota. So
okay.
So awesome.
Shine bright like
Oh, I like my brings other boys to the yard. They're like, it's better than yours.
Pound the alarm. Anyway, we've got tickets to the comedy show at the Vault on New Year's Eve. The Vault and Fat Daddy's teaming up for that. Tickets are on sale now. You can get them at vaultsf.com or Deuces Casino. They're $16 in advance, $20 at the door. We have got a pair to give away right now. If you would like them, caller 10 wins them, 361-5557. Good luck.
Hot 104. Hot 104.7.com.